Positive Monks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Positive Monks. Sylvia takes pride in her monastery. Monk Sylvia is a most amazing lady. She takes such great pride in her monastery. It's just such a joy to watch her as she does all of the beautiful things she does during the day. She tries to make sure that everything she does is her highest and her best. And as she makes sure that everything she does is her highest and best, it truly is her highest and her best. It truly is not only a reflection, but it is the expression of that which she knows and does. I have the privilege of walking around inside of her mind and her consciousness as she lives her daily life here at the monastery. And as I watch her, I see things that she does. She looks at the various plants and she sees where they need a little bit of nurturing, and she'll stop and she'll pull a weed out from next to some rose bush. She'll stop whatever she's doing and she'll make a lovely gesture to her garden, to the trees. She'll notice the tree is bending a little bit, and so she'll put a rope on it to straighten it up so that it can grow straight and tall. And she'll notice that there's a few pieces of grass along the edge of the pathway by her road. And she'll take a few moments every day and pull out two or three of them. And within a short time, they're all cleaned out and it looks beautiful. She loves to have everything looking orderly and beautiful. In her house, she keeps her desk in such an orderly fashion, in such a beautiful fashion. She is such a professional. It's just such a joy to watch her at work. She takes pride in the monastery. She takes pride in the home in which she operates. She operates out of the Citadel. And in the Citadel, she has lovely rooms, and she has lovely furniture, and she has lovely equipment to work with. And she makes sure that all this equipment is in A1 running condition. She makes sure that all the things are doing their ideal and their best, and that she covers them up so that they don't get too dirty and dusty when the weather is dusty outside or when the wind is blowing. She's always thoughtful about taking pride in her monastery. And when she comes to the monastery itself, she comes to the building at headquarters, there she takes a special pride. There the meals are served, and she serves breakfast and lunch, and she makes sure that the tables are ideally organized for breakfast and ideally organized for lunch. She makes sure that all the plates are on the table and all the services, all the cutlery and all of the things that are necessary, and she makes sure that they're all in their perfect place. She does this because she cares. She has a deep inner caring about her monastery. And this is a caring that has grown out of her personality from who she is through the years. When she fries the eggs, she makes sure that it's sunny side up and that the sunny side is not runny side, but it's sunny side. And she has such a loving caringness about it. And the toast that she prepares is always warm and marvelous. And as you put butter on it, it just oozes into it, soaks it up because it's so warm and so lovely. And it's a delight to eat. As she does her work cleaning up the kitchen after a meal and putting things away, she does this so beautifully. The same way that Ellen does it. When Ellen makes a dinner in the evenings, she makes sure that everything is in divine order. She makes sure that the tables are properly serviced. She makes sure that the food is properly served. Sylvia does this for breakfast and for lunch. She makes sure that all things are orderly and on the table in the perfect manner. She makes sure that each one of the condiments has a spoon in it. She makes sure that all of the little details are so perfectly set. And then, while she's doing that, she has time to look over at the kittens and to delight in their antics as they play around the house. And take a moment to run over and do something with them and then come back to her cooking. She is just so ambidextrous, so able to do many wonderful things at one time, and yet all of them in perfect harmony and beauty. This is a genius at work. This is a master at work. This is a monk par excellence at work. The three monks, the four monks actually, but Ellen, Ingeborg, and Sylvia, are three of our absolutely fabulous monks here at the monastery, always doing beautiful, powerful, joyful things, making everything great. Sylvia cares, and it shows how she has everyone care about her and respect her and see her doing the magic that she does to make the monastery a wonderful place for spiritual illumination and growth for everyone. It's kind of a fun thing to do. It's fun to be inside of people's heads and watch them as they caringly go about their activity. And with Sylvia, it's very easy because she's so open, so sincere, and so honest. And everything she does, it's just a joy to be with her. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.